Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. The road adventure begins. First of four remotes between now and the opening of football season. We're at the Midtown Corner Market in Hattiesburg, and always a pleasure to be down here with Joel Edwards and the great people. They've already shown us hospitality, haven't they, Kelly?
And there isn't anything that you can't find in this store. It's amazing.
This is a beautiful store. I confess, Glenn Dyer's with us here. We're glad to have you, Glenn. Well, you join us every Wednesday, and we're excited about that. I confessed earlier to the CEO down here, Glenn, that my wife and I live such a boring life that we actually come here a lot of Saturdays and just wander around and look at stuff.
Look at the stuff you can buy.
Look at the stuff you can buy.
Well, yeah. It's important for people his age to get their steps in.
That's exactly.
I'm surprised they let you in here, Kelly. Generally, all the food would be gone by the time he walks through here.
Wow, man, he came back with a flash.
Gina, I will knock you so hard. You stop rolling, your clothes will be out of style.
I'm still waiting for free ribeye Friday.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got a good show for you today. We were very fortunate yesterday to have an extended one-on-one sit-down interview with Coach Charles Huff. We're going to run a couple of portions of that, and we're going to be doing that between now and we get to kickoff next Friday. But Glenn, I was telling you that that was really my first time to have a one-on-one extended talk with him, and he's a very gracious, articulate, serious man.
No doubt. But he's a guy that's totally locked into the chore at hand. So he drives the narrative. It's close to game week, so he's totally locked in. Doesn't want any noise going on, none in the locker room. He wants to control the thing. And that's very Saban-ish.
Correct, yes. Thema, I heard a little bit of the show yesterday. You managed to get baseball in. First of all, I want to congratulate you for that. And Glenn's already mentioned fall ball since he got here.
Yes.
So we've already got it in on this show.
So we're already looking forward to that. I know you're at practice every day. So anything to report that you've seen, maybe that really catches your eye, or?
Yeah, we haven't. There's not going to be another practice availability until the game next Saturday. So last Saturday, which was the last scrimmage, was going to be the last time that we get to actually see the team before they play Mississippi State. They finished fall camp. They're on a closed practice schedule this week and next week. We'll have media availability next Tuesday. So that's when we'll get to talk to the coach, maybe a couple players or so. And that's game week, boys, so it's here.
And you've been asking the question so far, Bob, but you sitting down with Coach Huff yesterday, let me ask you, and this was something that you actually asked one of the Southern Miss people on your way into Coach Huff's office, is what am I about to walk in here to? So on a one-on-one situation, what was it? What did you expect, and what was he like?
You know, everything you see from a distance is he's this tough disciplinarian. He's a real old-school guy. He don't really want to deal with the news media, that sort of thing. I found him really to be the opposite. I mean, once you got to talking to him, he was just very gracious. He was very articulate, very kind. Seemed like he would have talked as long as I wanted to talk. And I left with a completely different impression than I had gotten from a distance. Let me say that.
But there are some things that he absolutely believes in, core values.
100%.
That he uses 24/7, 365.
Here's one of the things I ask him. I ask him, you know, you've been here since last December. What are you happy about right now, and what concerns you a week before you open the season? And, Michael, here's what he had to say. Okay, so we'll get back and get that soundbite in a minute. But yeah, dead serious guy, laser focused on what he has to do. And guys, here's what I thought. I get either one of you to comment. I thought was interesting is he sort of de-emphasized the Mississippi State game, and he said all games are important, but we're looking at an entire season. We're not concerned about the opening game. And here's what he said about being ready and things that may concern him at this late point. Coach, you've been here since December, and now we're right up on game time. What are you satisfied about at this point? Is there anything that's still keeping you up at night a little bit?
I always know, because I think our process works and we've stuck to our process. I am always, as the head coach, questioning, am I giving these guys everything they need? Are we, as a staff, preparing them for any roadblocks that may come? How do we build confidence without making them overconfident? How do we, prepare them for something that we can't expect? You know, a lot of what we go through and talk about is the mental disposition, right? I can't prepare a young man for a death in his family. I can't prepare a young man for his girlfriend breaking up with him. You know, but we can talk about those things. But at the same time, it's some of those things, it's life. From a football perspective, you know, our process, I feel really good about. Our process is set up to have success in the season, you know, so we don't really talk about one game or one opponent. It's how do we have success in the season? I think that allows kids to stay locked in and continue to improve and not just, hey, this is the biggest game of the year. Well, they're all big. But if this is the biggest game of the year and we don't perform well, does that mean we haven't had a good year? You know, no. So as far as the football piece, you know, I feel very confident in what we're doing. The part that I kind of, you know, always kind of reevaluate, adjust and think about is all the other things. You know, how do I help these guys adapt to, you know, the academics here? How do I help these guys adapt to Hattiesburg? How do I help these guys adapt to, the Sun Belt and the conference? But as far as the football, I feel good about it. You know, I'm not saying we're there and, you know, we're going to win every game. But the progress that we've made, I feel good about.
Kelly, one thing I asked him, and we'll take that sound bite in the next segment, was how difficult has it been to put this new team together? And how important has this big group of kids from Marshall been to putting the team together? Kind of a not surprising answer, but would it surprise you if I told you that he said that probably got him 6 months further along to have these kids from Marshall here already?
It doesn't surprise me that this is a question even now, because going back to spring ball, talking to some of the players, they had said one of the things that worried them is when you looked at the locker room, one end of the locker room consisted of all the Marshall guys huddled around each other, and the other end of the locker room was the leftover Southern Miss guys. And at some point, you got to come together and become one. Yeah. Regardless of what uniform you're wearing, you got to become one. And I would think that that's still something that he probably worries a little bit about.
David, he said they spend as much time building team chemistry as they do X's and O's.
Yeah, and it's something he told us when we, at the football media days a couple of weeks ago, he said they you know, just emphasize team chemistry. And Glenn, they even added several players over the summer and even towards the end of fall, spring camp, to increase that. But they told us that they don't put the units together as far as like offensive linemen here in the locker room. They do, you know, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just everybody, you know, all together. Glenn, you might could speak.
Yeah,
on that.
Correct. He emphasized mixing up the units so all the old linemen aren't just hanging together all the time and vice versa. He mixed them up, even went as far as to mix up black player, white player, black, I mean, totally mixed up so everybody gets to know each other. And it's kind of, I mean, the guys are talking about it, building a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a way to do it.
Here's one thing that struck me about him, Glenn. Give me your observation. Detail-oriented. Man, everything is detailed in his world.
Yeah, most definitely. And he's learned that along the way with Coach Saban, and then Coach Franklin's the same way. And he's picked up these pieces to the recipe along the way, and now he has a proven, you know, template to winning a championship, and he's brought that here.
Yeah.
I think one of the things, Bob, maybe that stuck out to you too, is that contrary to maybe what people believed, rightly or wrongly, is he's not media adverse.
No, I don't think so, no.
Because he said, look, I respect what you guys do. You got a job to do just like I do.
But he made clear what his job is.
Yes.
His job is to come down here and turn this football program around. And it's so important, guys. Like the manager of the store told us today, their CEO of Corner Market, we really need Southern Miss to start winning in football. When football's going good, things go good for us. And I've heard that with numerous businesses around town. There's an economic factor to this, Glenn, as well as a fan factor.
Oh, most definitely. Across Hattiesburg, the hotels and restaurants, I mean, you know, when we're successful in football, they are successful as well. So, you know, get on board, support your team.
Yeah. You feeling any different a week away?
A little bit as I dig into Mississippi State and what they've done. We discussed this before, and I think Coach Huff is presently at where Coach Levy was last year in terms of, you know, flipping the roster and building a roster. Levy was a little thin last year in places, had to play a lot of young guys. Injuries hurt him. Now he's got two lines defensively and offensively that are legitimate big-body SEC guys.
Glenn Dyer from GoldenEaglePride.com is with us. We're broadcasting from the Midtown Corner Market. Joel Edwards is going to be joining us later to hear more from Coach Huff on the other side of the break. Stay with us, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Into the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Midtown Corner Market. A couple of new great sponsors joined us this week. Want to thank them again. Forest Healthcare. Forest Healthcare reminds you to keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, but don't forget about the most important player. That's you. You get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. And, of course, really happy to have Matt Warren and all the guys from Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West join us. Premium Goodyear products, full service, and auto care. Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985 and big supporters of Southern Miss. And we're going to be at this sponsor just next week, Kelly, MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction out in Bellevue. And happy to say it's official now that Braylon Braxton and Josh Moten will be joining us next Wednesday when we do this string of remotes that are on tap next week.
Two of the most heralded Southern Miss football players in preseason, and I expect to be great leaders on this team. So it'll be good to get to sit down and talk with them one-on-one.
Glenn, we've all heard about Braylon Braxton, but let our listeners know a little bit about Josh Moten, who's going to be with us next week.
Legit day two, day three draftable guy, good length. They talk about his fluid hips and his quickness. He's good in man. He's good in zone, great ball skills, anticipation. A lot of people reached out to him and offered him a good bit of money to come to P4, P5 schools. And he turned down significant money to stay here at Southern Miss. And he's a guy that's looking to improve his draft stock.
And he's a monster, too, isn't he, Glenn? He's a big one. playing in the secondary.
6'2", I think.
Yeah, 6'1"-ish. Talented football player.
One of 20-plus kids that came here from Marshall along with the coach when he came in. So I asked him about that yesterday. I asked him, how important is it to have this group of Marshall kids already here? And here's what Coach Huff had to say about that.
One thing is very clear. You had a lot of kids at Marshall that wanted to play for you. They loved you. They followed you here. How important is that group of kids going to be to what you want to accomplish here this year?
Yeah, I think they're you know, ultra important because, like you just said, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it took you 3 years to teach everybody in your program how you wanted things done. It was very difficult because they didn't necessarily have a model to follow. It was basically, you know, well, coach said this, and then you go back to your dorm and you had 30 questions of what he meant. Well, now, especially with 25 guys coming that kind of already know our culture, already know our philosophy, even when coach says do this, they can go back to the dorm or the apartment and say, hey, what did he mean by this? Oh, this is what he means. They can give them an idea of, hey, tomorrow's practice is going to be good. You know, it's going to be tough. Hey, this workout's going to be tough. Hey, when you have a question, just go ask Coach Huff. You know, a lot of these kids, when you get new kids, there's that air of like, well, I'm not sure, and uneasiness. And it could take, you know, 6 months before they feel comfortable walking up and saying, hey, Coach, I have a question. When you have 25 kids that already kind of know, it's easy for them to say, no, go ask Coach. It's easy for us as coaches to say, do what they do. The human race is littered with followers. It's easy to follow, right? As anybody can follow anything. You look at it and you do what's there. It's hard when you come into a program and you don't have anything to follow. So those 25 guys have probably sped our process up almost a half a year, you know, just by what do we do? How do we do it? What does this mean? You know, what does, you know, what's tomorrow look like? And I think the other part that's critical, they just won a championship. So now you're not just following a group of guys. You're following guys that have went through this and won at a high level. You know, you think back when the Patriots had their run. Well, when players joined the Patriots, they weren't just joining another professional team. They were joining a group of guys that had won two or three championships. So it's easier for me to say, maybe I don't understand it, but it must work, so I'm going to follow. So those guys have been crucial to our, you know, our progress, and hopefully as the season plays on, when we do hit adversity or we, you know, run into some things, they'll be able to kind of, you know, hold it together.
How has the community embraced you and those kids that came here from Marshall, Coach?
I think it's been phenomenal. You know, you can feel when you're wanted. You can feel when you're not wanted. Kids at the age of 18 to 23 can feel when they're wanted and appreciated and can feel when they're not wanted and appreciated. And it has very little to do with NIL or rev share. It's the feeling, it's the respect, it's the appreciation. And this community has been phenomenal. Our kids that have come from other places love this community. Our kids that have come from other places can feel the difference. They can feel not only we want you because you're here, we want you because you're here, you're winning. We want you because this is our community. We want you to be a part of it. And I think that goes beyond scoring a touchdown or making a tackle. That's when these kids do graduate, go on and play in the NFL. They're going to come back to this community to invest. When these kids do go back to their hometowns, Hattiesburg is still going to be home. And that, to me, is how you create long-term culture in a community. You can always think back. I'm sure the guys that played here, you know, back when the Nasty Bunch was rolling, they still have a piece of Hattiesburg that's them. And it's not just because they made tackles. It's because how they were treated, how they were embraced. And these guys that have come here with us feel that for sure.
Dima, I'm an old school guy. When I first heard 25, 30 Marshall kids coming here, I said, oh, Lord, that's not what you need. But what he said made a lot of sense to me when I talked to him about that yesterday. It does give him a head start in rebuilding things, doesn't it?
Yeah, and something we talked about yesterday on the show with Lee Roberts was just the fact of where we are in college football now. And I brought up the example of Todd Monken when he was hired in 2013 after the disastrous 2012 season. A lot of people didn't expect Southern Miss to be 9-3, 10-2 in 2013. They thought it was going to be 2 or 3 years before they could get back, and it did end up 2015. They went to the Conference USA Championship game. But nowadays in college football, you're expected to be good right now. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Charles Huff is expected to win 7, 8, 9 games this season, regardless of whether or not they win 1-11. And so the way you do that now is bring in players for him, happen to be on the team that he just coached, which was a championship team. And to have that level of experience is why back in December when we were notified of this hire, it was such a slam dunk hire, because we knew that this was also coming with them, that most of his Marshall players and defensive coordinator as well would probably venture down to Hattiesburg. Not to mention you're adding Braylon Braxton, you're adding Josh Moten, you're adding Ian Foster on the defense, who's probably your star player on the defense, out not named Josh Moten right now. So you're bringing a lot of players, but you're also bringing the leadership that some of the other players on the team, they haven't experienced the Sun Belt Championship yet, but hey, my starting quarterback has, my head coach has, my defensive coordinator has, so you know what, I'm going to listen to him.
And Glenn, I'm assuming that all of these kids that came from Marshall will be on the field and contributing to the team.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, they brought his vision and instilled it immediately, and there's some talented guys coming over, and they've been, especially defensively, in this system before. It's not a stretch for them. And they bring the other guys along quickly.
How big a challenge is it to meld all these different personalities and kids from different parts of the country together?
Well, back to bringing his guys here, it just makes it so much easier. I mean, the foundation's there. They don't have to wonder what the coach is going to say or do if X happens. The guy next to him can tell him exactly what's going to happen if you do A or B.
Plus, don't you think, though, too, Glenn, that like, but with all due respect, guys that are mine and Bob's age, we're not as pliable as these young kids. Kids are resilient. I mean, they can change a lot easier than those of us that are old and set in our ways.
Yeah, these kids are pliable, and they just want to know that you have their best interests at heart, and they can trust you. And they'll do anything for you at that point.
And I do think some of the chemistry stuff is a little bit overblown. Most of these kids just want to go out there and play the football game. And if that means that you're going to be playing with a running back that you didn't play with last year, you know, that's why you have all spring to install the offense. I think, to me, the biggest question on the team not necessarily is about them, you know, coming together. It's about whether or not, you know, they're going to trust Braylon with the full playbook. Are they going to trust, you know, certain players on the offense who, you know, Blake Anderson didn't come from Marshall. He came from Utah State. So he's implementing his offensive scheme with a lot of Marshall players and Ole Miss transfer and wide receiver, of course, but that to me is one of the bigger questions as far as playbook. And of what we've asked so far, the answer is a resounding yes, that Braylon Braxton is completely understand Blake Anderson's system, and he's looking to implement it. And when we talked to Blake Anderson a couple weeks ago, he said he kind of just trusts Braylon, and he gives him as much feedback as he does him.
One of the things I took out of that soundbite, Bob, was that we talked about how we hate the transfer portal and it's going to be a new roster every year. But if you're a fan and you're going, well, literally now every year there's a reason to be optimistic because you could win the championship in any given year. It's not, okay, we're going to have to wait 3 years for us to be good again. So on the plus side of the transfer portal, you might be 1-11 1 year, but now it's a lot quicker turnaround time. So from a fan standpoint, there's reason to be optimistic every season going forward now, regardless of what school you cheer for.
Hey, Glenn, we really appreciate your contributions every week. GoldenEaglePride.com. If Kelly real quick wants to buy me a subscription, he can.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, real quickly, how do you do that?
Just type in GoldenEaglePride.com, and it comes up. And this month we have 50% off on an annual subscription, so kind of almost giving it away.
We look forward to having you on the show every week, man.
I look forward as well. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joel Edwards is the CEO of Corner Market. He's going to join us next in this beautiful story as the Eagle Hour continues on the road. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. We're at Corner Market, Midtown. We'll have more of those questions and answers from Coach Huff as the week continues and we get into next week. And we're going to try to keep his messages coming on the show as we get closer to the Mississippi State football opener. Joel Edwards is the COO of Quarter Market Food Stores. Mark Lodenheimer is the general manager of this beautiful Midtown store. And gentlemen, as always, we really appreciate you having us down here. It's always fun when we bring the show to my favorite grocery store in the world.
Well, we appreciate you saying that, and we're really happy to have you here. Always a fun time, so hope you have a good time while you're here with us hanging out.
We've got a scoop, too, Bob.
Uh-oh.
We have found Jimmy Hoffa. I said you could find anything at this Corner Market store, and we have.
You found him, huh?
We did.
But one thing you didn't find is Dima's, what was it?
Oh, no, we found his Jenny's ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Over there, but he keeps saying there's cream cheese in it, and there's no. There's no cream cheese in it. Yeah.
It's not in every flavor.
Joel, this is a gorgeous store, and obviously a big centerpiece here in Midtown. Could y'all have ever envisioned Midtown and this store when the idea first came up?
No, I'll tell you a story about that. We had the ability or the opportunity to come into this location, and at the time, our operating officer, we were planning it out and trying to get ready for it, and he said, you know, it's under construction. We need to go look at it, because we all needed to have that oh my goodness moment in time. And so he brought us over here, and there were piles of dirt in the middle of the floor, and they were trenching for all of the drainage and refrigeration, and we had that oh my goodness moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. We never could have envisioned exactly what it turned into. We hope we're meeting expectations and offering what everybody out there wants to come and see.
100 years ago, wasn't this the old Roses
this
store?
This was Roses. You are correct.
I remember that.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now that you mention it, you are right about
that. The old
Roses store. And then down here was to your, what would that be, to the east?
To the east.
Would have been the Sunflower Food Store.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It was about a little less than half the size of this location.
Yeah. So. Mark, this is a beautiful store, and you have everything here. But one thing that's always intrigued me is your seafood. It really is a place that you can come get fresh seafood, not seafood that was caught in Bangkok, you know, frozen and sent over here. This is Gulf of Mexico seafood, right?
It is, because it's important to everybody around here. You know, a lot of implants from Louisiana, South Mississippi, you know, the coast, the coastline, everybody wants, you know, where they grew up, the foods that they're used to. So we have great vendor partnership, and so we're able to get just about anything anybody needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we stand behind everything that we sell. You're not going to have to worry about it being mislabeled, some from China. We make sure that everything is, you know, legitimate and comes from where they say it comes from.
So how do you limit that, you guys, when the Corner Market name brings with it so many good things about it that manufacturers, food producers want to be in your locations? So how do you draw the line as to what you are going to offer and what you're not? Because again, you could choose from just about anything.
Well, a lot of times we let the customer tell us what they want, and then we do our very best to go out there and find a vendor or find somewhere to get it. So again, we let the customer tell us what they want, and we do everything in our power to get it.
Let me give you an example. A couple of years ago, our producer, Michael Mergens, is producing the show, originally from Illinois. He asked, Michael, you say it. You ask for what that reminded you of being in Chicago, and they provided you with everything you needed?
Vienna beef hot dogs.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yep. We went on a wild goose chase to find that, and I can't remember exactly where it was, but, yeah, we did go.
He said his house smelled like Wrigley Field when he was cooking those hot dogs.
Oh, that's great.
The Cubs weren't playing very well back then, so I hope it didn't smell like the Cubs, but more like a Wrigley Field.
I think he's a White Sox guy.
Michael, you're a White Sox fan. Yeah, so it smelled more like Comiskey. It's whatever it is now, but, yeah.
I got you.
There are other locations of Corner Market, Joel. How does this one, but this one is different than a lot of the other stores that you have. What makes it different, and why is it different?
So what makes it different, I mean, a lot of things. The size of it, this is our largest location. We call it our flagship store, so we're able to, from spacing, offer everything. So the only thing that would limit us in our other locations, maybe size, you know, what the customer might need. What'll surprise you is just right down the road, different items for different folks. So we try to cater to the community that the store is in. And we have sores all the way up to Vicksburg and Jackson. We have them over in Macomb, here in Hattiesburg, Laurel. So we range all the way from Hattiesburg here up to Vicksburg.
And we would be remiss if we didn't point out that these men, the family that owns this store, is big supporters of Southern Miss.
And, absolutely.
So football, Joel's just a week away.
It is.
Stadium's Thank not goodness. Far from here. A lot of people going to be tailgating.
That's right.
I think this is a must-go stop, right?
It is a must-go stop, so please come and see us. We've got what we think is everything that you might could possibly need, whether you're tailgating at the Rock or if you're at home with your friends and family, we should have everything you need. We've got all kind of trays and things that you can get. You can come in and order chicken tenders and sandwich trays, fruit trays, veggie trays. You dream it up, we'll try to produce it for you. So come in and get those orders. And, again, if you're planning on tailgating or being at home, come let us take care of you.
And could both of you guys touch upon the importance of football in general in the South when you're in a college town?
Hey, Southern Miss, I mean, football is life where we're from. And I think that's probably true for most of the country, but more so here, I would say. Probably we're biased in saying that. But, yeah, as football goes, as Southern Miss goes, so does Hattiesburg. So we are very hopeful. I've seen a lot of excitement around the football season coming up, and so we're hoping for a great year for the Eagles.
As another one of our friends told us, Joel, you can appreciate this, I'm sure you as well, Mark. He owns a restaurant, and he said, I need people in my restaurant excited after a game. They want to eat and drink and have a good time. I don't need them leaving at halftime.
Right.
You know, because we're getting beat. And we saw that after a baseball game when Southern Miss beat Alabama in the regionals. We went over, this is Fuzzy's Tacos, and the place is just rocking
buzzing.
With people drinking and eating and having a good time. They're not going to come here, obviously, after a game. But if crowds are big, expectations are high, the team's winning, that's more people going to be in your store to buy the food they want to prepare for their football game. Is that right, Mark?
100%. They'll be here Friday night. And then with an early game, you actually get that after business. They want to keep going. You've got college football on TV. So they're able to go to a daytime game and then keep the party going all day long and then carry it over into Sunday. So it's an event for a grocery business.
And this isn't a question so much as it is a comment for me. And I really want to stress this. Corner Market is locally owned. Y'all, there are other places that you could go that might or might not have the things that Corner Market has. But Corner Market sponsors Little League teams. Corner Market sponsors softball teams. They put in ads in your kids' high school football programs, the yearbooks. They are nickeled and dimed, I don't want to say to death, because they love to do it. It's part of what they do. But that's one of the reasons I shop at Corner Market. Is because they give back to the area.
Correct.
They know where they come from, and they'll never forget where they came from.
100%. And they feed these kids at Homes of Hope. I mean, I know. I've learned how much food y'all provide those children down there. Pretty much just carte blanche, whatever they need, right?
It is. They get to come in, grab a grocery cart just like anybody else, and shop and get whatever they want. And we're very happy to be able to do that.
And that is the difference, Kelly, and you make a great point. That's the difference in this company and these other big grocery stores that you could go around here and shop at.
And let me tell you something. If you don't shop local or shop folks that are – you're going to be up a well-known creek at some point because there's nothing keeping these big box places necessarily here. These folks have laid the foundation and have been here and should continue to be rewarded for what they're giving back to the community.
All right, gentlemen, how much improvement are you looking for? Joel, I'll start with you out of this Golden Eagle football team.
Oh, golly. Put me on the spot there. I just hope that they have a great year, that we see, you know, some improvements and all. And there's no doubt we're going to see that. The excitement that's happening, Coach Huff is, you know, doing a lot of great things. I guess we're all about to get to see that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we, you know, like I said, as Southern Miss goes, so does Hattiesburg. So we definitely hope. For a good year.
Well, Mark's a little more optimistic because he was telling me before the show, Bob, it's 11-0.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
And if you're a betting man, always go against me because you will win.
hey, if you can't hope for 11-0, you're not going to get it. If you don't expect it, you're not going to get it.
If you can't see it, you can't be it, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, correct. So what are the hours here? Are all the store hours the same?
a little different. We're 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Some may close at 9. There might be a store or two that closes at 8, but it's mainly off of population and demand.
All of our stores are 7 to 9 except for this location and Vicksburg stay open till 10.
And let me ask you while we have a minute or two left. Obviously, you sell a lot of beef, a lot of steaks, but correct me now, I forgot the terminology. There's a different kind of beef you sell here, right? So
we sell certified Angus beef, which is the best of the best. It's a choice grade, but above. So it's kind of right between prime, which we have prime as well. But our signature beef is certified Angus beef. Best you can get.
What do you sell the most of?
That's a broad statement there. I mean, there's so many things.
You mean from the beef standpoint?
Yeah.
Certified Angus beef, ribeyes.
Yes. Okay, ribeyes. Is that it?
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
I want to thank you both for having us here. You're great, great partners and friends of ours, and we want you to know how much we value that. And
we're right back at you.
We look forward to getting back down here soon. All right, we're going to continue our show from Corner Market Midtown right after this break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Corner Market, Midtown. Really appreciate Joel Edwards for allowing us to be down here. More from Coach Huff tomorrow. We're going to hear from him. Really interesting, Dima. I talked to him about how he got involved in football to begin with. And I learned that when he was a kid, that really wasn't the sport he had his eye on. So we'll hear more about that. All right, what we're going to do is something a little different here. Since Dima's been working with us for, what, a year or so now?
A little over a year.
All we've heard about is this Jenny's ice cream and that you can only buy it at Corner Market. And Dima went and got us a quart of Jenny's brown butter almond brittle ice cream.
Well, he's been raving about it for a year.
I know.
Saying, here's your spoon, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Kind of got a...
Can we try?
Yeah. Y'all go first, because I know what it tastes like.
And see, with somebody Bob's age and with his teeth condition, it's good that he has something...
Shut up.
It's nice and smooth and easy to digest.
I don't eat anything you got to chew.
Yeah, of course not. I understand. So... What's
that? I don't know. Let me have another bite. I need to find out. I can't.
All right, just one.
Do we have to listen to Kelly smack on the air?
No, Kelly, don't smack. Manners, Kelly. Put on your manners. We're in public. I can't get it out.
I know. It's kind of frozen up in there. It is ice cream. Normally, it's not as frozen.
All right, Damon.
And I learned, too, there is a difference. Like, lots of these... we used to think it was ice cream, and now it says like dairy something.
That's not ice cream.
No, it's not. It's not because it doesn't have a high enough cream content.
That's ice cream right there.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It normally tastes even better than this.
What flavors does this brand particularly?
Oh, they have thousands.
A brambleberry, which I didn't.
Yeah, brambleberry crisp.
What is brambleberry, though?
I'm trying to think of what brand.
And now Kelly's going to polish off the quart. Did you get that sense?
We got two bites.
He's taking full possession of the Jenny's ice cream.
He just snatched it off the table.
No, yes, he did.
You guys go ahead and list the flavors, and I'll be over here.
Got to be careful letting Kelly eat in public. I should have known.
Well, we learned with the popcorn last December.
Keep your hands and feet away from my mouth.
Now, see what he does, too. Now, look, you see how he's doing it, don't you?
Yeah.
He's big eating scoops. It in a fashion that now me and you don't want to eat anymore. Have you noticed that?
What about the show tomorrow, Bob?
What about?
Who's on? Talk about nothing.
That's when we have the CEO of Jenny's on.
Yeah, we'll be back in the studio tomorrow. We'll have some more sound from Coach Huff. We did a very extended interview with him and other great guests. And then next week, guys, we're on the road every day.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Let me turn his mic off.
Yeah, let's turn it.
What do you think, right?
I'm tired of hearing smack.
All right, Dima.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Kelly, this has 1,070 yeah. calories per
Michael,
container.
Michael, in the time that you ran that audio, Kelly knocked out the quart of ice cream.
Of course he did.
He's like an eating machine. What's it say, 1,000 calories?
1,070 calories.
So you just sucked out about 900
for the
of 1,070. Yeah.
Another tsunami is coming for Hattiesburg, guys.
Oh, no, Michael. His Jax-like figure could be damaged after today.
Man, that is good stuff, though.
I'm telling you.
It's worth every calorie.
That's what I'm saying.
Jenny's yeah. ice cream. I learned something today. Good stuff, Dima.
They have just very unique flavors. Salty caramel, salted peanut butter with chocolate flakes. Honey vanilla, maple-soaked pancakes, powdered jelly donut.
Have you had all these?
I've not had all of them.
Maple-soaked pancakes?
Yes.
How about that ice cream?
And it's based out of Ohio, believe it or not.
How about that? Now the Ohio State guy. Now I get the connection.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I didn't say Ohio State. I said Ohio.
I know.
I see. That's where the Bengals are from, too, right?
Yeah, they are. Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
But now, where are we going to be next week? We're going to be at MCS Home Center.
I'm scared to even eat this
on Wednesday.
Go ahead. I'm not touching it after what I saw Kelly do to it. We're going to be at Heritage Firearms on Wednesday.
Okay.
We're going to be at MCS Home Center along with Braylon Braxton and Josh Moten next Thursday. And there, Larry Fedora is joining us next Friday.
In person.
In person, along with Jeremy McClain.
Wow.
And we're going to have a great time. We're going to do a two-hour show from Buffalo Wild Wings to really kick off the football season. And we're really happy to have Coach Fedora join us. He's been on the show a lot, but rarely, I don't know that he's ever been with us in person.
That's pretty
funny. I don't think that he has. Yeah. And from what I hear with what he's still making at North Carolina, maybe we can get him to buy a round.
Do you think he'll be shocked at how good looking we are in person?
Yes.
You think so?
I think he will be. Well, yeah. Well,
you know what I would really like to see is you and him in a wing off with the hottest sauce they have.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't. I can't.
He would disappoint you. Luke Johnson curb stomped him in a beignet eating kind. It was embarrassing.
We still haven't had our beignet eating on.
Have you noticed that our Super Talk tablecloth now is covered with Jenny's ice cream?
That's courtesy of your co-host over here. You got to get some napkins to clean this up.
All right. Thanks to Joel Edwards, Corner Market COO, for having us down here along with his wonderful store manager, Mark Lottenheimer. Back in the studio tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of good guests for you between now and the kickoff of the MSU game. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top, Kelly. That's what it is. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.